A question here from Una McFarlane, who is from Croydon in South London. What do you know about breasts, Helen? I'm not very funny. It's because she says, I'm currently studying all the sciences and maths AS level with a view to applying to veterinary science at university. I love listening to your podcast while clearing out the chickens and raptors and my voluntary work, but I've got a burning question for you. If female mammals have mammary glands, then why do male mammals also have similar mammary glands? So do all males have these mammary glands? Why do they have them if they don't do anything?
Right, well, it's a kind of evolutionary thing, isn't it? I don't know precisely the roots in which... Should we call them nipples? I think that's what we're talking about, isn't it? That they sort of are formed similarly in male and female as an embryo in the uterus, but that there isn't necessarily a function there for the male nipples, and that they're just... sort of adornments, if you like, with no particular function.
Because when you look at how we develop in utero, for a certain period of time, up until quite a significant gap, several weeks into pregnancy, actually male and female babies look absolutely identical. And it's only subsequently that then you start to, under the power of these hormones pumped out, whether you're male or female, you actually start to change and alter your anatomy. But because you develop a lot of these surface structures and appearances when you're very early on in development, you've got them, whether you need them or not. There is actually one example I managed to find of a mammal, which is a male, and uses its breasts to potentially breastfeed. They do actually lactate, produce milk. And that's a Dayak fruit bat, and they live in Indonesia. And the male does produce small amounts of milk, only about a tenth of the amount the female does. So people don't actually know whether it makes a very big contribution to rearing of the young. But nonetheless...
Yeah, interesting. I mean, you can always mess around a bit with sex roles in animals. They could do different things, but, but generally it is the males that don't look after the young so much, and it's the females that do and have mammary glands to produce milk. And
the female male seahorses, though, mammals, obviously,
right.
But
that's
they do rear
example.
The young, don't they?
They're actually the only animal that we know of that truly gets pregnant. They have a proper womb-like structure that they keep the babies in. It's rather cute.
So, Una McFarlane, the answer is it's all down to genetics and embryology, how you develop. You develop them before you actually discover that you don't need them, but there are some mammals, and these Dayak bats are the one example, that do potentially use them because the males lactate. Quick reminder of what's coming up on The Naked Scientist with Dr. Helen and me, Dr. Chris. Graham Taylor and Jenny Goodman are coming in shortly. They're going to talk about the science of flight in various capacities. If you've got any questions for them, 08459 25 2000. And don't forget our teaser, which is, what did the Montgolfier brothers invent? And up for grabs is a wonderful, indestructible, we're told, remote-controlled aeroplane, which has been donated by the Science Museum down in London.
That's right. Give us a phone call, 08459 25 2000.